It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Brenzi. It's the calm before the storm. And we're breaking it down. We got a full house here this evening. Teddy Covers is going to step up and then straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. Teddy's not the only one joining us from Vegas. Drew Martin Betts will throw it down with us. We got Mike Blewett, New York. We got Patrick Creighton, Texas. We're nationwide, baby. ZZ Top style. I'm nationwide this evening. All right, so we got a full house going on here tonight. We're still fired up about the NFL and the schedule release, the win totals. And dear God, guys, we talked about this, man. This is the problem, all right? This is the problem. I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. Legalized sports betting is like legalizing weed. You know what I mean? Like, let's just be real. Everybody was smoking weed before it was legal, and people have been betting on sports, all right, for a long time. And, man, sports betting, you know, they've turned into Metallica, all right? We used to have Kill 'Em All. We used to have Ride the Lightning. Then we had Master of Puppets. And now it's like amateur hour, you know what I mean? Frat boys and, you know, like you see it now. I saw a girl walking down the street yesterday wearing a Slayer t-shirt. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way in hell this girl even knows who Slayer is. But, you know, like, oh, it's fashionable now. It's fashionable. That's the problem with sports betting. Since it's legal everywhere, there's a ton of freaking line movement all the time. These win totals are moving more and more and more. Remember, oh, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Bovey got it at 9.5 on Monday night. Tells us about 9.5. I said, oh, man, you did a good job because it's 9. Now it's 8.5. Now it's 8.5. All right? Like, money is steaming in, man, on teams to the under. And why? Because I told you guys this earlier in the week as well. If you're going to be betting an NFL future this far in advance, you're not taking it over. All right? Only bad things can happen to a team. Right? Oh, I like Tampa Bay over 11.5. Hey, Tom Brady just broke his ankle in training camp. You're done. Right? You bet an under, somebody gets hurt. Hey, even better. I have a better chance of winning now. All right? Nice guys finish last. You want to win future props? You bet unders. And hope for failure. And I love this song. Wonder who the artist is. Oh, yeah. Me. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
We do this 24 hours a day, every day.
It's real.
And it's here. We've got to come up with a better name for it than fantasy sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest,
am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Halfback passes to the center. Back to the wing. Back to the center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it. Huff
back. Passes to center. Back to wing. Back to center. Center holds it. Holds it. Holds it.
I can't bear this any longer. I'm leaving.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Ridge. I am Gabe Lamarenzi, the principal players, the hustlers, the people at Boston, and everybody else in between. Throwing it down. Thursday night throwdown style, Sirius XM, channel 204. We do have a full house here tonight. Patrick Creighton will join us from ESPN Houston a little bit later on this evening. Drew Martin Betts in Las Vegas. Mike Blewett in New York. A lot of NFL talk tonight. Countdown to the NHL playoffs. NBA play-in starts less than a week away. What are we, about 5 days away now from Tuesday? And we got the great Teddy Covers batting leadoff from Las Vegas, Nevada. Wager Talk steps up and in. Teddy, how you doing, Teddy?
Marency, what's a good word? Me? I'm awful tonight, dude. I'm having it's something about talking to you, I think, but maybe Thursdays are bad for me right now because last Thursday I was grumpy, and this Thursday I made a why'd you bet that was wrong from the first batter of the first inning. And I'm just, so I'm in a crappy mood. How about you?
Yeah, you know what, Teddy? I got to be honest that I was on live before the card started tonight. This was one of the ugliest cards and of the year, I think, in for sports betting. And each sport, Teddy, like NHL, bro, there's three games in the NHL. Two of them were ultimately meaningless. We had the biggest number in the history of hockey tonight, Teddy. And think so, hockey betting's like baseball betting, guys. And I don't know, baseball, what you've seen as the highest number. Dude, it closed FanDuel 590. The Colorado Avalanche were minus 590 on the money line. And it was one of these deals, Teddy, where the Avalanche are a great team. If they won the game tonight, they would wrap up the number one seed and through the playoffs. They would have the best record in the National Hockey League and surpass Vegas. So Colorado just needed the win to pass Vegas and get home ice and everything moving forward. And they won 6-0 last night. They're rolling. And dear God, Teddy, bro, it closed at 590, Teddy. I'd never seen anything like it. They ended up winning 5-1. So they were instead of a run line at like 1.5, like normally like hockey, it'll be a puck and a half, right? It was 2.5, Teddy. It wasn't like, oh, I'll lay 1.5. It was like, no, you got to lay 2.5. If you wanted to lay 1.5, it was minus 170 to lay 1.5. So they ended up winning by 4. And I saw a lot of people saying, oh, you have to take the Kings tonight because of the value. They lost 5-1. There's not a lot of value there, Teddy.
No, see, you're searching for value, but value only works when it's a winner. And that's the truth of it. But what do we do? I mean, this is something that we talk about Malinsky. I swear we talk about him every week on the show. Though he gets referenced at least once. But, his mantra is little edges over time. All right. And that's the truth of what we do. That's what we're searching for, little edges. And as it plays out over time, it adds to your bankroll. And that's supposed to be the way it works. The problem is quantifying those little edges and how much time does it take? That's the tricky part. But when you're looking for the concept of where do I find value, especially late season, boy, most of the time, I'd much rather be on the big favorite than the big underdog, and the extra point or two that there's some perceived value with the teams that are just in the bad spots the last week or two of the season. The teams that aren't going to show up, they don't show up. And there's not that much the lines makers and the markets can do about it. And those that are looking at season-long numbers and power ratings and, oh, here's a little bit of value on this team, and I think the number should be only, plus 400, minus 400, I should say. Even when you see it at this time of the year, if you have the appropriate discipline, maybe you leave it alone. I hope most bettors did that with the Kings tonight because, everyone that I was talking to was saying late 2.5 with the Avalanche.
Yeah, I had it parlayed minus 1.5 on a soccer game, and I hit both the parlays, so we did hit there. But you talk about it, Teddy, like it was one of these deals where
the odds makers. I don't know. I'm surprised they actually moved that much because I don't think, you know, how much action is really coming in on hockey. But no, they couldn't write a ticket on the Kings originally, right? Early in the day. And everybody that knows hockey was crushing this and crushing this and crushing it. And you and I talked about this in the past, Teddy. They have to set a line for it. So what are they going to do? They're not going to give you money. So they got up to 590 to try to scare people away, Teddy. That's just great. But I thought the hockey card was ugly tonight. A couple of meaningless games. The baseball card tonight, Teddy, I left some winners on the table because I lost with the teams earlier in the week. And I was just sort of, I don't know. All the games are sort of pick-ems tonight. I really didn't have a good feel. And I freaking hate the NBA with a passion right now. I just want to get to the play-in tournament. So what was the why'd you bet that game that you're hating on so much?
Oh, the A's. I bet the A's tonight. And I bet a big against the Red Sox. And it was wrong. Okay, so I didn't watch the top of the first. You know, and there were two red flags for me. One was Mania last time through a no-no through seven. And then he got hit in the eighth. And I'm like, you know, sometimes I worry about the pitcher that almost got the no-no the next start out. And the other red flag is the Red Sox going to get swept at home. So I had two concerns about the bets going the bet going in. And yet I'm like, this is stupid. You know, Mania's at A's, Rich's stinks. Oakland's good. Boston isn't. You know, the A's are undervalued persistently. And I'm like, the number's just off. My number had Oakland as a solid favorite in the game. So I bet it. I told my clients to bet it. And I missed the top half of the first. I sit down right for the bottom half of the first. And the first batter, it's like a liner to center. And the center fielder tries to make a play for it. He's like, yeah, well, I'm just going to let it hop. And then it bounces around. The runner takes second. And the Red Sox dugout's going, yeah. You know, and I'm like, oh, boy. You know, I'm in trouble right away. Oakland's got it's just the wrong attitude for both teams in a game like that. And it's 3-0 in the first. I mean, the game's over. You know, there was nothing. There was nothing. It was done at the end of one, and it was. And, you know, and I was like, no, you got a chance. No, I had no chance in that game. It's a wise you bet that.
That's, you know, I got to make T-shirts of that still. Put Blessing's face on it, too. And we won't pay him. You and I will copyright it. We won't pay him. But, you know, Teddy, the Boston Red Sox, it pisses me off because that's one of the ones I left on the table. Why? Because I had the Sox earlier in the week in this series. So I was like, man, are they really going to get swept? But I don't love it tonight. And I thought about Mania. I'm like, man, nearly pitched a no-hitter last time. But I don't know. It wasn't a no-hitter. So it's not really the curse isn't on. It's not. It wasn't a no-hitter. And I was just sort of rattled. Didn't really like it. And then they win. Same thing with the Blue Jays, Teddy. I always lose with Braves games. You and I talked about it. So I don't like betting on or against the Braves. But, man, I like the Blue Jays every day. And every day I was like, oh, I don't know. Maybe not. Trepidation for me the last few days, Teddy, with baseball. And that's indecisiveness. You're going to get killed in this business. So, like I said, I did not like the card today, Teddy.
Well, did you stay off it mostly? Or did you get slapped around?
No, like an idiot. Because we're live, and I had to bet something. We were passing on everything, right? So I was like, all right, you know what? I'll take the Yankees. Yeah, that ended well. Same thing, Teddy. It was 4-0 right away.
Sure.
I lost the hockey total, but like every other Sammy Square and Johnny Sixpack, I loaded up with an MLS Colorado Avalanche parlay. I did like a bunch of them, and
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Got the money back and more. Bring it.
There's a pandemic going on out there.
It's catchy.
It's called
The Winning Edge.
And the only place you can get it
is right here.
Get on the grid
and stay there.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun. Welcome to your home for talking sports. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
You'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
The late night anger management class starts spreading the news. Sports rage. Late night. I am Gabe Morenci. All right, we're throwing it down with Teddy Covers in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Teddy, I was talking earlier, my opening rage and monologue was about the popularity of sports betting, actually. So even though it's keeping me, kept me employed. But, you know, so I was just talking, Teddy, about the line moves now with props and just the market is so different now, bro. Especially on the East Coast, you know, Vegas is Vegas. It is what it is. But with, you know, with all the sports books popping up everywhere, with the states now, I think it's up to 18, 19, 20, whatever the hell it is. Arizona's coming on board. There's just so much there's so much money and line moves, and these books all just sort of copy each other. If a bunch of bets start coming in at one place, they move the number at another place as well. And I was just complaining about this because, Teddy, so NFL win totals, Teddy, come out. And normally win totals weren't out this soon, right? Like in the old days. But not only are they out now, they're actually moving all over the place, like daily. Like FanDuel's NFL win totals, like, oh yeah, well, it was 9.5. No, now it's 8.5. Like people are betting this stuff. The market is just so much bigger, but it just sort of bothers me in a sense, Teddy. I get it. I like it. But you know what I mean? It's like a band that you used to like that you used to go see in a small theater, and now they're an arena band. It's like, oh God, there's a bunch of like jerks here now, right? That's why Kurt Cobain killed himself. Man, he looked out into the crowd. It's true. It's one of the Kurt Cobain looked out into the crowd and he saw a bunch of frat boys fighting and like pushing chicks around in the front of the, you know what I mean? And he walked off and he told them, he goes, God, he said, we're everything that he goes, I hate these people. He goes, I hate our fans. I'm done. I quit. He goes, I can't do this. He goes, I hate our fans. I hate these people. He goes, I wrote these songs about these people because I hate them. And he goes, now, and they basically said, yeah, but we're getting rich off of them, right? And he's like, no, I quit. They twisted his arm. We got to do another tour. Just one more. He decided to just shoot himself. He said, I'm not doing this. Now, he could have just quit the band, I always said, Teddy, but nevertheless, you could have just quit the band. But I can't help but think, Teddy, of Yogi Berra and his great line, too. He goes, nobody goes there anymore. It's too crowded. Right? So my point is, sure. All these people betting on this stuff pissing me off because the win totals are already moving already, Teddy. But you get my long-winded point here.
Season win totals. So first, let's start with this. All right. Back in the day, you didn't see win totals this early. However, for the last decade, sometimes you'd see win totals. I mean, as soon as the schedule got released, you'd see win totals. And the schedule release was usually in April. And in fact, there were some books in the global market that had them up before that. But like with any marketplace in sports betting, the time where there's significant variance is right when the number comes out. Think about the Super Bowl. One book opens 3, one book opens 1,
yeah,
one book
yeah.
opens pick. An hour later, the markets decide what it is. Or maybe it says 5 minutes later, the markets decide what it is. But right at the open, there's variance. See the same thing when the college football numbers. It's been much more for college than for the NFL, but because in college football, you and in college hoops as well, you know. One book will open, and then another book will open, and then the market, they'll jump around. and the markets will decide where the numbers should be, and then every other book after that, when they open, will copy that number, or if they don't copy it specifically, they'll base their number off of that number. The only time you're going to see one book with an 8 and one book with a 4 is right at the open, you know. So with the win totals, yeah, it's a little unnerving to say, all right, yeah, now you used to be able to sit and think about win totals.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I spent half my summer thinking about win totals. And now all of a sudden it's like, I'm with you. It was an urgency to act. But you missed it already. You know, if you didn't act, you missed it. You know, Vikings over, you missed it already. I mean, maybe you didn't miss it, but you absolutely are going to miss the best of the number on stuff like that. It's gone. But at the same time, the global markets are just opening win totals, you know? So it's not like you've missed your opportunity to bet it. You just missed that one fantastic number that you saw that you're not likely to see again.
Teddy, let me ask you. So Vegas and Adelson and everybody, they fought long and hard, bro, right, for years to block other states from sports betting. And they always said, if the thought was, man, it's going to kill us, it'll crush us, right? It never did, obviously, right? So you see, like, Nevada will break their own numbers, records, etc. 500 million, 550 million this month, 440 million this month, or whatever. Yet then Jersey does the same, and then boom, Illinois comes on board. It's like, wow, they pulled in 380 million. And then you look exponentially, it's just all over the place. Is sports betting, like, for me, Teddy, I knew it would be big, and I always knew it would be popular, but it's even bigger than I thought. Like, it's a big player on the stock market now. You know, mainstream people are in on this thing. And we just see the revenue coming in each state all the time, Teddy. And then we see it, like, just how big NFL betting is. And it'll only get bigger, Teddy, when the NFL actually promotes gambling for real, which they haven't. Which they will inevitably, but they haven't yet. But they will. You know what I mean? But is it even bigger than you imagine, Teddy, right now?
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's going to get and it's going to get much bigger. I mean, because look. If you travel around the world and you've been to the UK where there's a betting shop on every corner and you bet at halftime of the game and it's normal, you understand how ingrained the culture it can be.
But look, let me rephrase it. I'm not asking you if it's. I'm not saying it's peaked. I'm not saying it's peaked, Teddy. What I'm saying is, it's even bigger. It's so big that people that hate this stuff want in on it, I guess. That's my whole point. Like, it's even bigger than imagined. And as you stated, it's only going to get exponentially larger. I mean, it's just the beginning of sports betting right now, really.
Well, when you look at a 20-year window, okay, and Australia is a great example of what you see potentially in a 20-year window as gambling gets legal. This happened in Australia. But basically, there's a gold rush at the beginning, all right? And the first 5 years, just profits, profits, profits. And then most of the people that are betting are already betting. And it's harder to attract the new clients, and it's a little bit of cannibalization of the books. And that's the time where you worry about a few books taking over and being the end of, you know, as someone who does it every day, you know how important it is to bet -110 or pretty close to it. And the fewer books there are, the less chance that has, and the more difficulties professional bettors have getting down.
Teddy Covers kicking with us. All right, Teddy. So with NFL win totals, what are you looking at? Like, how important is it? When you look at this, like, a good example is I was talking earlier about the Chicago Bears. They're only the fourth team ever not to have any back-to-back road games. So for the record, the last three times it happened, the other teams all won their division, right? So that year they didn't have any back-to-back road games. How much do you calculate? Will you look at travel, like net miles? Does that matter to you? Does it matter to you? All right, how many teams do they play coming off a bye? as opposed to not, right? Because all these things are pretty, pretty important, man. You know, sometimes some teams just have tougher schedules, and a lot of people cosmetically, and I want you to give people some tips. And I said, number one, throw out the whole strength of schedule crap. When people are talking about last year's amount of wins, you need to look at the win total. We know that right now, right? And I think a lot of people get that now. You got to look at projected win totals for this year. But I do believe in the buy stuff a lot. There's a big difference, man. If you're coming, I remember a couple of years ago when the Bills sucked. They used to screw us all the time. You know what I mean? Every damn week, man, we'd be playing a team off a bye. And it was like, all right, they're rested. like there's certain teams. Travel is another thing. I've been monitoring travel miles for a couple of years, Teddy. And it does. Like, I've kept, because I always look at the Bills' travel miles. And, dude, the years that they stay in New York and in the East Coast all the time, and then they don't leave the Eastern time zone very much, they have big double-digit wins. Like, you know, and they're traveling around everywhere, it's tougher. Right? So what are some of the things that you look at, Teddy, with the NFL schedule release?
So you brought up a number of things that are worth mentioning and noting, absolutely. Certainly, the advantage for teams off of byes. You know, the Patriots this year faced three teams coming off a bye. That's the most in the NFL. There's a good handful of teams that don't face any. So that helps. and it hurts a team like New England. So byes matter. Extra days rest is the thing that people are talking about now. You know, people off a Monday night game. The people have they're coming off 10 days off a Thursday night game.
Yeah, net days rest. You're right.
Net days
rest. I think
that's a little bit overrated.
Yeah, we're getting hardcore now, huh? Net days rest.
I'm not buying that as being hugely meaningful. You know, I'm not. I don't think it's as important. And yet some of the people are talking about it. This is something that I look for closely. All right, and that's...
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let me say one more catch. When you're looking at the strength of schedule for this year, yes, season win totals. But you got to use juice. You have to factor in the juice. 50 cents worth.
Oh, that's a good point.
So if it's 10.5 over minus 170, that's 11.
Or with Teddy on the other side.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network, doing our part to spread the winning edge nationwide.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Your search is over.
You found it.
What you've been looking for.
The definitive culmination of the state of the art of sports talk.
This is the winning edge.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Grid Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football.
Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Yeah, we've all been there. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The Phoenix Suns win a dramatic game tonight over the Portland Trailblazers. Devin Booker hits a couple of free throws late. Covington misses a couple of free throws late. Then Booker hits a couple. And we've got a Wild West scenario going into to the weekend as far as the seeding is concerned. Still, it's amazing. We just can't lock this thing down, man. Teddy Covers kicking it with us right now. We'll get into the NBA momentarily with Teddy, but we're just talking NFL win totals right now. Not so much teams, but I don't know if any specific team or two caught your eye. But another thing I brought up, Teddy, and I hope you remember your train of thought about some of the tips and notes, things that you keep your eye on. But another thing I brought up is, it's a challenge, obviously. A lot of people, there's always the debate, parting with your money for this long and only getting, laying minus 110 or whatever and having to wait all the way to January to get paid. I totally get it, but the numbers are moving. But I tell people, Teddy, and I've been telling people, and I would be willing to bet money you're going to agree with me, you don't bet overs now. If you're betting win totals like far in advance, you only take teams to the under. Because nothing good can happen to a team to the over. You know what I mean? Like, only bad things can happen to a team through training camp. Only bad things can happen in an exhibition game, right? Like, I have been advising people, if you're going to bet these totals, don't grab overs. Bet on unders because of the theory of you bet on an over, you've got to hold your breath every day. Every day you're like a parent waking up. Oh, my God, I hope this player didn't do anything stupid last night. I hope this kid didn't get suspended. I hope this guy didn't get hurt in practice. You bet the under. Hey, that's a benefit to your bet. Do you agree with betting unders when you're betting in advance like this?
Yes and no, because if you're trying to beat the market is going to move to the over on some teams, just like it's going to move to the under on others. So it really depends on what your goal is. If your goal is to make the safest bet possible,
you
probably want to wait until...
With futures. I tend to like unders because
unders,
of this.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah, of course, because and especially if you see a team that doesn't have any depth, and you go with that, as soon as the injury strikes, the team's dead. Those are teams I look for to bet under. But I'm not exclusively betting unders now. I do bet some overs, and last year it burned me. I bet the Broncos over, and like an hour later, Von Miller tore his ACL, and that was the first of 56 Broncos that got hurt. Like before the season started, like started a barrage of Broncos going down, and it was literally that morning. I think that I bet Denver over, so it burnt me last year. Maybe I should learn a lesson from that and follow your advice.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
When it comes to when it comes to learn other factors into the draft, you talked about travel miles and. That's mostly going to come into play for the East Coast teams that have to travel west and the West Coast teams that have to travel east. And, yeah, that does matter. But when you're back east for back-to-back weeks or back out west for back-to-back weeks and you have a smart coach that keeps you out there, sometimes that's a positive, not a negative. So the league always finds a way to screw over the Raiders and send them back east, for six early start games. That's something you have to pay attention to is the early start games for the East Coast teams. Although in recent years, it hasn't been as big as it was back in the day. And you talk about why would you lock up your bankroll now, for a bet that's not going to get paid till January. Only two reasons. Okay. One is because it's a higher than average positive expectation wager, right? Some of these season win bets are good bets. They really
are.
I've done very well with them over the years. It's probably my single favorite bet out there. So when you have a good positive expectation wager, it's okay to lock up your money for a while. And also, if you're on a limited bankroll, you bet a team over or under. Guess what? You're in action on that team every week. On the money line, essentially. So if you want to get a big bang, a big betting bang for your buck. You say, hey, I got $20 to bet this football season. make a $20 season, make two $10 season win bets, and you'll have someone to root for and against every week, you know, if that's your bankroll. And that might be the best bet you can make. So,
and one thing as well, too.
You asked me about a team that stood out. Well, I'm sorry.
If you go, I was going to say, Teddy, but if you go big as well, let's say, all right, you're going to put a bigger chunk of nice, you know, let's say you want to bet a dime or two or something, a dime on a win total. A good thing about that is, too, there is a way out for that, right? If, you know, it's come down to the last week of the season, you're like, damn, if this team wins, I'm going to lose that bet. Like, as you stated, it's a positive. You have a better chance, you know what I mean? There's an egg. Same thing, Teddy. Like, I swear, like, baseball win total, same thing, bro. Like, 70% and stuff, right? You know what I mean? But I'm stupid. And it's the old punk rock metal lifestyle in me, Teddy. I'm not even going to be alive when I'm 30. I'm not doing worried about that. I'm not going to be alive when I'm 40. And it's like, oh, that's a long time away. And there's a million times where I'm like, son of a bitch, man, I really should have put that future in. You know, I remember thinking to myself that's what happened. Like, and I didn't put it in. It's like, man, I'm still standing here. And the worst thing that can happen is if you put the future in and you die, you're dead. You're gone. So it doesn't matter anyway. So, but something, Teddy, that gets me too. Primetime games. Classic example. I'm a Bills fan, and I remember people bitched a couple of years. Oh, we don't get any respect. No prime time. You're never on prime time. It's like, good. Primetime games are draining, man. So, like, when we talk about teams coming off a bye and stuff, they just are. You know, Monday Night Football might not be the television extravaganza it used to be, but it's still a big deal to players and stuff. And primetime games are draining, not just because of the primetime aspect of it, but because you're usually playing another really good team as well. So, if you're a football fan and you want your team to win games, you don't want to be on primetime five times, Teddy, and seven times and stuff. Would you agree with that? I think primetime games are draining for teams as well.
Sure, as a fan, I would say that, but If you play 17 games and 16 of them start at 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, that also means the league is paying zero attention to you, and you're probably going to go 2-15 or 3-14. You know, so to have the spotlight on you is a good thing, not a bad thing necessarily. But from a betting standpoint, you know, I mean the single event games do two things. One is there's a lot of interest in them, which we talked about value. That doesn't matter at the end of an NBA season, the last week of the season, or at the end of a hockey season when you're like, oh, yeah, this team is, you know, plus $4 and they should only be plus $3. Or they're plus 13 instead of plus 11.5. You know, that's not the value you look for. But on an NFL Sunday, you know, there's the value that exists and can and does exist that sometimes you find.
Now, look, I haven't gone through, we don't have time. We're not going to go through every game of the San Francisco 49ers. But a good example is most primetime games this year. I don't know why the Rams, but the Rams five times, Chiefs five times, 49ers five times, Saints five times, Buccaneers, Ravens, Seahawks, Packers, and Steelers. All are on prime time five times. My point is, you're going to get to San Francisco. They get a big game, let's say 49ers versus Rams or something in prime time. And then the next week, oh, they're flying to the Midwest or the East Coast. There will be situational spots like that. But I've been talking about the Jets, Teddy. And it's at 6 now. There were 6.5. It's 6 now. And let me just throw out there, too, no biasness, but as a Bills fan, I look at their schedule. It's very manageable. And their win total is 10.5, but it's heavily juiced to the over. I'm sure 11s will start popping up, but I think the Bills are a 13-win football team this year. But the Jets, Teddy, I seriously don't see how the Detroit Lions or the Jets are both going to get to their win totals this year. But what team catch your eye?
Well, I mean, just look at the Jets real quick, because it's interesting, all right? The Jets have their fair share of quote-unquote winnable games on the slate. They got easy opponents at home. You know, they got, their first two road games at Carolina, at Denver. We're not talking elite teams. The Jets could steal one of those. You know, in division, what are we going to give them? Give them two wins in division? Can we give them that? Can we give them a win in division? What do you line them? 1.5, maybe?
0-6.
One? You think?
Oh.
Hey, listen, the Bills, are they beating the Bills? Are they going to beat the Bills? No. The Dolphins? Dolphins are pretty loaded. Patriots? Belichick ain't going to. Belichick owns rookie quarterbacks. I don't believe in Zach Wilson. Let me make that clear, Teddy. I do not believe in Zach Wilson.
Yeah. And they went, you know, they went 0-6 in division last year. So it's not unthinkable. And if the Jets go 0-6 in division, they're not winning six games. All right. Not even maybe, winning four. But in terms of a handful of winnable games for the Jets, again, you got Carolina's winnable. The Broncos is winnable. The Falcons at home is winnable. The Bengals at home is winnable. At the Texans is winnable. And in December, who knows what teams look like. You got Trevor Lawrence in December. You know, I mean, in theory, that's a winnable game. And you throw in, what, if you give them a win and a half in division, they're already over their win total. They win most of those. So, you know. But I like all three teams in that division a whole lot more than I like the Jets. And if I'm betting the Jets, it's one way. It's under. And I'm with you 1,000%. And we can come back and make fun of me whenever. Zach Wilson ain't it. The Jets screwed up.
Big mistake. Big mistake. How the hell are the Lions? It was 5.5. I think it's down to 5 now, though. Let me confirm this. I think it did move to 5. They're in tough, Teddy, when you look at the talent and the roster that they have, bro. So what team caught your eye, though, Teddy, when you looked with the schedule release and the win totals being out?
Well, there's one more factor that I like to consider, and that's why, like, when does a team play their tough opponents and when they play them, when they play their easy opponents? If a schedule is front-loaded or back-loaded, okay? Because if you play a bunch of tough teams early, the back half of the season can be a rebuilding mode. Go look at what Philly's got, man. The first 5 opponents at home for the Eagles, brutal. Niners, Chiefs, Bucks, Chargers, Saints. That's the first 5 at home. Road trips. At Atlanta, at Dallas, at Carolina, at Vegas, at Detroit, at Denver. Not that tough necessarily, but a ton of travel. And all those teams are looking at Philly as a team they could beat. We could see this team start, what, 1-10, 2-9? I don't like that opening slate for the Eagles at all.
Ooh, Philadelphia Eagles, Teddy says. And you got that new coach in here, Sirianni, worried about rock, paper, scissors and... Yeah, poor Jalen Hurts. You're going to be. There's already word about Deshaun Watson, and you know he could end up in Philadelphia. Does sort of feel like a transitional year and a disastrous year waiting to happen in Philly, doesn't it? Late night anger management class. We'll wrap up with Teddy on the other side. Wager talk. Throwing it down here on the Thursday night throwdown. Bring it.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use.
Bon appetit.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Dave McCracy. SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Teddy, you doing a show on the network this weekend? I know Merrill did last Saturday. Drew Martin Betts. Yeah. So what time are you on? Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, right?
Bright and early, man. Saturday morning, cover it with Teddy Covers. You can check out me right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Says so noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, 9 West Coast, we should say. Yeah, that's right. So noon.
No. It's on like 8 a.m. Eastern.
Oh, 8 a.m. Eastern. All right. Okay. All right. 8. Perfect. Got to get my times right here, Teddy. My bad. Even though I'm going to nail it down next time you're on. we'll have the exact 8 a.m. 8 a.m. Eastern. Tune in for all you degenerates that are up earlier. You're up all night. So wild game, Portland, Phoenix tonight. Can't wait for the playoffs to start. Play-in tournament starts on Tuesday. Teddy, ready to let's do this thing. Playoff basketball.
So I got to ask you about the Suns. Why is everyone talking about Chris Paul as MVP when Devin Booker is the best player on that team?
I thought you were going to ask me if I'm starting to cool off on my love for the Suns a little bit moving forward right now, which I actually have concerns. Because, Chris Paul, if Chris Paul wasn't on the team this year, do they have the record that they do, even as good as Devin Booker is?
Maybe not, but if Devin Booker's not on the team, they way don't have the record that they do. And the Suns are in trouble. They play the Lakers the first round. They're in trouble.
I know they are. One thing, look at Devin Booker. I don't know. They hate him, Teddy. They didn't even vote him into the All-Star game. Like, the players didn't even vote him in after. you know what I mean? I don't know what the deal is. I don't know who Booker's upset in the league. But next week, we'll get into it. And Teddy will have some NBA talk Saturday morning right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. SiriusXM Channel 204. Thanks, Teddy. Teddy! Why'd you bet that?
They run, crucified, let it be done.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
It's easy to get.
Just keep it here. Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.